Fields, near side, it's caught. Touchdown! Pat Freiermuth taking contact, and the Steelers inch a little bit closer.
Yeah, we just mixed it up a little bit on first and second down. You know, their defense was doing a good job on in the run on first down, so we started mixing in a little bit more pass, play action pass and stuff like that. But I think that was it, just mixing it up a little bit and kind of catching rhythm like that.
Patty Fry with the touchdown. Justin Fields, statistically, what a game. Haven't seen anything like this ever, actually, from a Steelers quarterback. It's never happened before in the team's history where a quarterback throws for over 300 and rushes for over 50. So Fields, 10 carries, 55 yards, 2 touchdowns on the ground. He had 1 touchdown through the air, so he accounted for 3 touchdowns, did have the fumble, did take 4 sacks. The offensive line didn't exactly bathe itself in glory. I also thought that the fumble he had was, well, a lot of that was on the line. I think a lot of that also on Fields. You can never take a 22-yard sack.
No.
And you can't fumble the football. But I think if you are somebody who wanted Russell Wilson, you can point to the first 2.5 quarters and you go, okay, give it to Russ. I'm not like that. I think Justin Fields is the reason why the Steelers had a chance to win this game at the end, Doran. And the answer is easy for me to this question at 412-928-9370. If Russ Wilson is healthy, who do you go with against the Cowboys? I'm going with Fields, and I don't lose a second of sleep about it, Doran.
And you know what you've been calling for? It's like, you don't want to see that, but see this, but let's see whenever he does have to come from behind and see what he's made of. And we got to see that yesterday. I mean, there were some questions to be answered, even though that they did lose. Some questions that were answered yesterday, especially surrounding Justin Fields, like, can he bring them back? Can he revitalize them, bring them back to life if need be? And I think that even though they lost the game, they got within 3 points because of him. Because of him. And I don't know if it's necessarily that Arthur Smith opened it up and let him be Justin Fields, or Justin Fields played within the offense but still showed that melding that we were talking about. Like, hey, these are my characteristics. Let me meld that with what the offensive structure is, and let's get this thing going. So I'm with you. Like, I think that he should start the next game if Russell Wilson is healthy. I think he earned that within the last, bringing the team back and giving them a fighting chance.
I'm with you, and think about who he's throwing to. With all due respect. So George Pickens, 11 targets, 7 catches. Freiermuth, 7 targets, 5 catches. Other than that, you're throwing the ball, God bless him, to Darnell Washington, Van Jefferson. Cordero Patterson had a couple of catches before he tapped out of the game with injury. Calvin Austin had a catch. 4 targets to wide receivers not named George Pickens. So they put up 24 points. They score touchdowns on 3 consecutive drives. And I think it was mostly him.
Yep.
That bomb to Pickens down the sideline, he drops that thing, right? The bucket, the legs. We finally saw some spectacular out of Justin Fields. 2 rushing touchdowns. I'm not happy they lost the game, but like you said, it's not the worst thing in the world to really be up against it and have to say, Justin, go out there and try to take this football game over, because I thought that he did, and maybe it's his fault with the snap. He said it was his fault with the snap. We dissected it earlier. Seems like there were 3 guys to blame on that. If the snap doesn't happen, I have faith that Justin Fields is going down and they're at least lining up for a game-tying field goal.
Yes.
Like, he has earned that trust from me now. Like, that I believe he can get it done in the big moments. End of the game last week against the Chargers. That thing was tight. It's tied 10-10. He throws an interception. He's cool, calm, collected. He's not shaking like a leaf. He's cool as a cucumber. And he leads 2 consecutive scoring drives, and then they're able to milk the clock for the final 4 minutes and 59 seconds. So at nut-cutting time against the Chargers, he was at his best. And I think he was at his best late in this game. Final drive, it was tough. It was a comedy of errors. Not all on him. You had to take some responsibility for your Fields, and he did. But I saw a lot from Fields that I was waiting to see. Now, we did see some Chicago Bears-like moments from Fields.
Couple.
But don't you think that the good far outweighed the bad?
I just think the precision with the football most of the time was just, it's something that you question whenever you did sign Justin Fields. But whenever he's, I mean, even the the touchdown pass to Freiermuth, like that was zipped in there in the perfect spot on the outside shoulder where whenever you're a receiver or you're a tight end and the quarterback throws to a shoulder, you know that there's nobody outside that shoulder where you turn up. Normal quarterbacks just throw it right to your chest. It's like, all right, let me get the ball too. He threw that precisely to the outside shoulder, so Freiermuth knew that he could turn that way and would score a touchdown. Those things, like, I was very impressed. And you talk about the throw to Pickens down the sideline. Some of those, most of his throws were precise, and he knew where he was going with the football. That's why I'm like, okay, like, that was one of my biggest question marks. Like, is he just throwing the ball to make a play, or does he know where he's going with the football, and is it going to be precise? He showed me that at least yesterday most of the time. Some of the things that, you know, you talked about that he looked like old Justin Fields with the fumble was really the one thing that stuck out to me.
Took a couple sacks where I was yelling, get rid of the ball, which is his, I mean, that's a thing that he has struggled with in his career. And it reared its head in this game. But they lost because of the defense.
Yeah.
The defense gives up 27 points to a quarterback with a 49% completion percentage, knock him out, and then a 39-year-old comes in and dices you up. That's why they took the L. And it ain't Justin Fields' fault that George Pickens decided to go all Chris Paul and throw a backwards pass behind his back. That was one of the stranger fumbles I've ever seen, Doran. Where he's on the sideline and whoop, here you go, Take that thing. I didn't even react when I'm watching it on TV because I just thought he fumbled it out of bounds based on the angle.
Yeah, I was hoping that his foot was out of bounds.
Yeah.
And like that's what happened, but it wasn't. He tried to stay in bounds. He needs to tuck that away.
He needs to tuck it away. Justin Fields showed that he can lead this team to points. And yeah, there were some mistakes. He made fewer mistakes than the highest paid defense in the NFL. George Pickens, also a number one wide receiver who, on the whole, had a good game. That fumble can't happen. Fields can't fumble the one where he takes the 22-yard sack, but there's two free rushers. The second he catches the ball, he's running for his life, mm-hmm. and he's trying to make a play. And maybe if the game isn't up in the air, in that you're trying to bring him back, maybe he doesn't try to make that play. And maybe he just falls on it. If the game is 10-10 or 14-14-7, whatever it is, he's trying to make plays because he knows you only got so many plays to bring your team back. On the whole, I thought it was a mostly really good game for Justin Fields, and he showed stuff that we hadn't seen him show before. What do you think? 412-928-9370. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It's that even keel, man.
Yep.
He had it in the Chargers game when it's tight. He had it in the, he looked so comfortable bringing the team back. And it obviously didn't go according to plan. The Steelers don't want to have to throw it 34 times, drop them back 38 times. They don't want to do that. That's not according to the way that they script these games. Like, if it's Hollywood and they want to write the script, it's we're going to run the ball, we're going to play defense, we're going to control the clock, blah, blah, blah. Didn't go that way. Fields gave them a shot in the end.
If they come back and win that game, what are we saying today? Like, what are people saying today? We know where we stand. We stand like, okay, Justin Fields played. Do you think people will say, oh, Justin Fields deserves another start? Justin Fields played really good. Like, is that the deciding factor, is that he didn't get them the win? Or... like, what are, because there are a decent amount of people out there that don't think that he played well.
Right.
Which is mind-boggling.
Yeah, I mean, I threw the Twitter poll out there and early returns so far on the response, but I wrote, if Russell Wilson's healthy, which Steelers quarterback should start against the Cowboys, 18% of people are saying Russell Wilson. I mean, that seems like a pretty big chunk for a guy who went 350.
Yeah.
350 plus total yards and three touchdowns. I wonder how the results would look if they won ugly, Justin Fields didn't play well, and the defense won the game. So if you win the game, but Justin didn't play well, I actually think that the silver lining of the way Justin Fields played, I feel so good about that, it outweighs how bad I feel in general about the loss.
Same here.
Yeah.
Same here, because you got some answers.
So you lose the game, but did you find your quarterback? He made a couple of mistakes.
I mean, it's football. It's going to happen. Like, some mistakes are going to happen. Like, people expect these quarterbacks to play, like, flawlessly every single game. It's just not going to happen.
It doesn't happen.
Things are happening fast out there.
We saw last week Josh Allen be by far the best football player who took the field in the entire NFL all weekend. And this week, not so much. Not so much. Aaron Rodgers played like donkey doo-doo in his game and then blamed the weather after the game. You know, quarterbacks are going to make mistakes. You're going to have bad games. I don't think Justin Fields has had a bad game yet as Steelers quarterback. And it wasn't just statistically that he played well in this one. You know, people say, I heard Caboli talking about this, or I read Caboli write about this. Well, defense gives up a touchdown right away, and the Steelers come out, and they have to punt on the first drive. Well, or I guess the second drive. They had the four downs. They went for it, and then they failed. That's not on Justin Fields. That they call a Justin Fields run, but you have a tight end whiff on a block and blow the whole thing up. I can't put that kind of stuff right on Justin Fields. And after the fumble, so just like last week, interception and then scoring drive, run the clock out. This week, horrendous fumble, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown.
Response.
Yes, and I'm not saying. He's definitely the franchise quarterback. But that was franchise quarterback-like. Oh, man, I made a bad play. That's on me. And he took responsibility for that after the game, too. And then touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. That's balls right there. You tweeted it out mm-hmm. during the game. One thing we know about Justin Fields, he's got balls. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. You got any thoughts on the game? We'd love to open things up, and we'd love to hear from you coming up next. But if you think Russell Wilson should start against the Dallas Cowboys if healthy, in particular, we want to hear from you.
Well, best thing they do is Fields. So if you're these linebackers, Franklin and Speed, keep your eye on Fields.
Fields again, the initial fake. Fields going to run for it, taking on tacklers, and he bangs it in. Justin Fields trying to put his Steelers on his back.
It's poor execution, poor focus. That's it. It's simple. It's not a complicated question. We just got to be more focused and come out hot. Like, that's just what it is. So we got to come up, block the right guys. I got to make the right reads. I got to get the ball out when I need to get the ball out. So it's not a deep any question. It's actually very simple. And what we were doing in the second half, that's what we should have did coming out. So like I said, but ran out of time at the end, and you know, that's kind of how the game goes. So that's why you can't warm up to things.
Justin Fields had a quarterback rating over 100, yet 20% of our Twitter poll voters say start Russell Wilson against the Dallas Cowboys. Where do you come down on that? 412-928-9370. How do you feel like Justin Fields played yesterday? 412-928-9370. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I'm expecting some hot fire from these callers here, Dwayne.
Me too.
And the phone lines are jammed. And we start with a mainstay, Angela in Beachview. Good morning, Angela. Are you okay?
No, I'm not. Who in their right mind is this sets up in shotgun on a third and short and a fourth and short? They punched us in the nose, and we lost the game in the first few seconds.
I will agree with your latter point, Angela. The Colts came out offensively and bullied the Steelers.
Yes.
And I thought they bullied the Steelers up front the other way, too.
Yep.
Like, first quarter, they looked more physical on both lines. Angela, there's a million calls. I'm sorry, we're gonna move on. As for shotgun on third and fourth, it's 2024.
Did you hear Mike Tomlin's explanation?
I think it's a legitimate explanation. There's a lot of things that annoy me in football the way it's played in 2024. Maybe that's a thing that should annoy me, but that's the way it is pretty much everywhere. Philly's got the tush push. I thought they called a fine play. Your tight end whiffs on a block.
Uh-huh.
Like, to me, that was more of a player issue than a coach's decision to go for it. And it was more of a player issue than the shotgun had anything to do with
yes.
it. Anthony in Oakland, another mainstay, up next. Good morning, Anthony.
Look, I hope we can dispense with the talk about Highsmith being traded. No one seals off the edge better in the run on the Steelers than Highsmith, and then it was exposed yesterday. They took advantage of Herbig. I mean, they ran Taylor to that side, and there were gaping holes there. No question about that.
Yeah, it wasn't great. He was also hurt in the game. And I'm not making excuses for the guy, although I guess I am. Sometimes there are reasons, sometimes there are excuses. It wasn't a great game from Herbig. Did you happen to see the other outside linebacker? Did you happen to hear his name called at all?
No, that's a bigger problem to me. Well, when you don't have Highsmith, they were doing some things to shut him down. But here's what we can't have. You can't have your number one receiver playing footsies with the ball. Catch the ball and do what's necessary of a number one receiver instead of all this cute stuff.
Thank you, Anthony.
He does do that a lot. That's one of those, you know, things that you could say that could fall in the immaturity category, but he does do that a lot. He has done very, very well this year. And, you know, a lot of people are proud of him and just, you know, he has taken that big leap, but there's still some little things that he does that you're just like, all right, just play football.
He was lax with the football later in the game too,
right,
where nothing happened, but I was screaming at the TV, dude, put the thing away, put it away. I dubbed that a Deontay fumble, the one that he had, because it just looked so goofy. Deontay would do these things that you've just never seen before,
right,
things that just made no sense. That's what that fumble was like. Dude, just get out of bounds. You got the first down, and if you don't hold, he's carrying the thing like LeSean McCoy used to carry the thing, and you ain't LeSean McCoy, at least not yet. 412-928-9370. As for Herbig, he didn't bathe himself in glory, but
I don't know if it was his fault for the gashing of the defense. I mean, some things may have been, but, like, I mean, come on, everybody was getting pushed around.
If I had to blame the defense's performance on one unit in particular, and there were issues at every level, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that, but if I had to put it on one unit, I thought the linebackers were ass. Ass! Patrick Queen has played exactly one okay game with the Steelers, the other three not so good. This one was a disaster. So that's in run stopping. There were two touchdowns where he's the closest guy in the vicinity. I'm not going to pretend to know the responsibilities, but in one, he's bitching.
Right.
So they needed to be better. But I don't want to hear that Highsmith's out, and so TJ Watt saw more double teams. We talked about it on Friday. 44% of the time, according to Pro Football Focus, TJ Watt's getting chipped. Every team is going to put a ton of focus on TJ Watt. He can't have games where he's a no-show. He didn't make a single play. We hold him to a high standard. And I think we do a good job of making sure we talk him up when he has his Watt games, because sometimes you take those things for granted. So, hey, turnabout's fair play. There's a yin, there's a yang. He sucked yesterday. And if he doesn't suck, if he makes a play, they might win that football game. And I don't want to hear it because it's about Alex Highsmith not playing.
Woosa.
Goose frubba.
Yes.
Muskrat. What's that? Meet the Parents?
Yes.
Muskrat.
I think.
Great movie. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Dave in Cedarbrook. Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I'm a little, you know, more at ease with this than most people. Yeah, did they crap the bed in the first half? Yeah. But you got to draw a lot of positives from what you saw out of Justin Fields. And if anybody's screaming for Wilson, they're idiots. Because I think you've got a real, real gem that you stole for a sixth to a fourth round pick. Give this every game this kid gets better and better. Did he make the mistake with the fumble? Sure. Quarterbacks, Dan Marino made a mistake. Every quarterback makes mistakes.
I think you make up for the fumble when you have touchdowns on the next three drives.
Yes.
I agree.
Thank you,
Dave. I love the kid. I think he's going to be a good one.
Me too. And he's done everything they've asked.
Yep.
So, first game, manage it. Second game, first half, they aired it out. Penalties killed them. Second half, don't do anything silly. He doesn't. Third game, finally let him throw it over the middle of the field. He dices the Chargers up. Chargers, pretty good team. You saw what the Chargers did to Patrick Mahomes in that offense. That's a good defense. Diced them up. And then in this game, not great early. Nobody was. Not a single player was good early. Second half, hey, you got to open it up. And he leads three consecutive touchdown drives. So he did what he was asked. Had a quarterback rating over 100, 300 yards through the air, 50 on the ground. Let's go to Brian in the car. Hi, Brian.
Morning, guys. One question. For the Steelers, who do you guys think was the best player on the field yesterday?
Cordero Patterson until he got hurt.
And then Justin Fields after that.
And then Justin Fields, yes. And we're talking about putting him on a bench.
Exactly.
Which is ridiculous.
Insane.
And And you know, he had no running game, guys. And everybody was pounding Arthur Smith's offense is all about the play action. He had no running game. He accounted for the most rushing yards. I don't know what's going on with Najee Harris, guys. The first guy in the hole brings him down every time. When Patterson was in there, no hesitation. He hits the hole. He hits the hole 100 miles an hour. You see what happens. And then Najee not going out of bounds on that
last
drive.
Real dumb.
I just don't. I don't get it, guys.
Brian, we're putting you on. We're putting you on hold. That's a really good call.
Yes,
there
it is
from Brian.
I knew where he was getting at with the Justin Fields because Cordarrelle Patterson, if he'd have stayed in the game, I think it would have opened Justin Fields up even more, and they probably would win the football game because exactly like Brian said, there was no run game after Cordarrelle Patterson got hurt.
I don't think Najee played well by any stretch. In fact, he was bad. He was bad, and Cordarrelle Patterson in fewer carries doubled his output. So CP had a great game. The offensive line. At some point, you just got to call spade a spade. Rookie left guard, rookie center, inexperienced right guard because James Daniels comes out. You're just not going to, you're going to have moments.
Yeah.
You're going to have moments where it looks really bad. And I have a lot of belief in the pedigree. And there's not one of these draft picks that I didn't like, including Spencer Anderson, who's you know, the second year in a row he's playing now, and he's a seventh round pick. All those picks I liked at the time, I like all those picks now. The pedigree's there. I think this will grow into a really good offensive line. But to expect there not to be growing pains, I think is, well, I think it's silly.
Yes.
Speaking of silly, the end of game sequence was as bad as it gets. And a lot of dudes had their hand in the cookie jar.
Here's the game for Pittsburgh. 4th and 10. Fields, can he get it out? He does, and it is incomplete. Shane Steichen and company hold, and they win it to get their second straight win in as many weeks. 27-24, your final.
Why didn't I? You know, I just wanted to hold it in my hip pocket. You know, sometimes working at a pace is advantage for an offense. It doesn't give the defense an opportunity to get specialized people in the game, to ponder calls and get imperfect calls. And, you know, I was comfortable working at pace, and I just wanted to keep it in our hip pocket in case we converted and got down the field.
You think they left a seat open next to Tomlin on the plane where he could just set his timeout?
Yes.
Because he brought it home with him.
Right.
He gets to keep that timeout. They get to use that in the next game, right? He'll get 4 timeouts in the first half?
Yes.
Like, I understand his... I understand why he...
Maybe because he had faith. And that's not a good excuse, but maybe he was like, okay, we're going to get this first down.
I think when you have... Now, I'm going to say this for the umpteenth time today. A rookie center, a rookie left guard, a rookie right guard, basically... When you've got such an inexperienced offensive line and you just had a bad snap earlier on in the final drive, when it's 4th down, you need to get everything right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm calling a timeout. We're talking it through. And then we're talking about the next play, too. If we convert, what are we doing? Are we spiking it? Or you call a second play so you don't have to run up to the line of scrimmage and you're confused? That's what I would have done. I think that's the smart thing to do. You had enough time that once you got in a field goal range, if you had converted that 4th down, you can either spike it and set it up, or you get a guy to go out of bounds. But that whole final drive was a disaster. I liked the initial call of the QB draw. They had a ton of success with that all game long. That was a really nice play call from Arthur Smith. But Najee Harris, buddy, what the hell are you doing, man? You got to get out of bounds. And then on... right before the 4th down, you absolutely have to call the timeout there if you're Mike Tomlin.
Why did they burn the first one? I was going to tweet, but then I think that they knew that they had the 2-minute warning, so essentially you would have 2, but they burned the first one, and then I think that they kicked a field goal, if I can remember. They burned the first one for, like, no reason, the first time out of the second half.
Right, so you don't have 1, you don't have 3.
Right.
You've only got the 2.
Right.
And in the first half, Mike Tomlin with a terrible challenge, so you only had 2 timeouts at the end of the half there. They were able to get the field goal, but... You know, this happens all the time with Tomlin. For as much as he's won, never had a losing season, for how good I think of a job he did through the first 3 games, he has bad moments routinely in clock management situations.
Mm-hmm.
And your quarterback is a 4th-year guy, But it's year one with him. Inexperience on the offensive line. It's the most crucial play of the game. I don't know how you don't take the time out there to think about stuff. And I'll come back to this. Mike Tomlin, the guy who always says, don't want to live in our fears, his explanation was, we didn't want to give them time to set up and get into their exotics. Like, that's living in your fears, man. We know they're going to get into their best stuff. Well, how about you have faith that you're going to get into your best play call there? Give it your best play call there. And credit to Justin Fields for keeping that play alive at the end. He really had no shot. You call a timeout, you settle things down, everyone gets a breather, you talk about the cadence and making sure the snap's right. Like, that alone would have made me call the timeout there. And so you end the game and you still have a timeout. It's ridiculous to me.
Uh-huh.
And frankly, it's idiotic. And Najee Harris deserves to get excoriated for the way that he performed on that final drive. I had a guy sitting next to me at the local watering hole where we were watching the game. Oh, why are they running the clock? Because he's an idiot.
Yeah.
He might not be an idiot overall. That was dumb. How do you not understand the game situation there? I don't think Arthur Smith's an idiot. This is something that you work on all the time. 2-minute drills in training camp. You know better than I do. You rep that
all the time.
All
the time. Every single day. Especially in those moments. And Najee's not a rookie.
He gave himself up in the field of play.
Yep.
It's not as egregious as when Chase Claypool is celebrating, but it's darn near close and just as much a factor in the end of the game as what happened with Chase Claypool. 412-928-9370. Brian in the car is the leader in the clubhouse for the Stevie Wonder tickets. Let's go to Emmanuel in Carnegie, see if he can top the call. Hey, Emmanuel, how you doing?
Nah, you set the bar too high. I don't think I can top it. But no, I agree with everything you're saying, that the time management was horrible. I thought that was the worst coaching game we had. I mean, obviously, we lost. It was the worst coaching game we had. But very encouraged by Justin Fields and his performance, man. I mean, unless you're talking about Mahomes or Lamar Jackson or somebody, he deserves to start. It's not even a discussion at this point now. But what happened with Broderick Jones? The 15-yard penalty? And then why didn't we kick? I just felt like the coach, we didn't have an identity in that game. It was just so many self-inflicted errors, and it was just...
Steelers lose by 3. You pass up on a 59-yard field goal early in the game. In fact, first drive of the game. I think Boswell nails it because he hit a 57-yarder in the dome in the first game of the season.
I think they had an identity going into that game, and as soon as they stepped foot on that field, they got punched in the mouth, and the identity got knocked out of them. They didn't know how to recreate an identity. They had no idea. They had no idea how to respond from getting taken advantage of the way they did on that first drive. That it affected them the whole entire game, and then one player had to bring them back, which was the quarterback. And, like, I mean, think about it. Like, George Pickens, yeah, he had a pretty good game, but he had faults. Najee Harris didn't have a good game, and he had faults. T.J. Watt was not even on the – I mean, he was not a non-factor in the game. Like, who was a big factor in that football game besides Justin Fields,
yeah. I mean, really.
I have no idea how some people could sit here and say that they would want to see Russell Wilson.
If I were to nitpick the coaching even further, so I didn't have a problem with them going for it on the fourth down early in the game. I didn't have a problem with the play call. I know people want to kill him for shotgun. Hey, that's football in 2024. You should be able to get a yard. I don't care what line. I don't care how you line up. Get a damn yard. Get a freaking yard there. That one's not on Tomlin. But the challenge was bad.
Yes.
No timeout on the final drive was bad. Way too much respect for should be collecting Social Security Joe Flacco. And then the no field goal on the first drive. A lot of bad coaching. And I will criticize Arthur Smith a little bit, though I can understand a little bit. Last week they weren't running the ball well, and then the dam broke and they ran it well at the end. So you feel like you wore them down. I thought way too much run on first and second down when they were down in this game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about when you're down 17-0. You're not going to abandon everything when you're down 17-0. But when it's 20-3 and you come out in the second half, there needs to be more of a sense of urgency. And second down and long runs, things of that nature, it just wasn't working with Najee Harris. You got to come off that faster. IMO. 412-928-9370. Doran, we usually do your grade segment.
Yeah.
I mean, are we handing out any A's?
No.
We handing out any? I mean, Justin Fields, maybe.
He has the highest grade.
He's got the highest
grade. I'm not going to give him an A or B plus. He has the highest grade of anybody. So.
George Pickens would get a high grade if not for the egregious fumble, right, which is going to knock you down probably a couple letter grades.
Hey. Deshaun Elliott may be second. But, I mean, nobody wants to hear that right now.
Officiating F?
Yes.
We'll get to that coming up at 8 o'clock. People are texting, why haven't you talked about officiating? Oh, we'll do it for a full segment. There's a lot to get into there. And not just for this game, but the state of the NFL officiating really bad. I don't even know if it's worth to do the grade segment.
No. We're
doing it quickly here. Joey Porter Jr., really bad.
Right.
Patrick Queen, really bad.
Right. TJ Watt, non-existent.
TJ Watt, for me, fair or unfair, you get the lowest grade on the team, for me. I expect so much better from that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He should be like a three-time consecutive defensive player. Ah, no, he had the injury season. He should be a multiple-time defensive player of the year guy. When your partner in crime is out of the game, you need to elevate your game. And he went the opposite direction. You're not going to be perfect every week. I get that. Didn't affect the game at all. Didn't deflect the pass.
Nope.
Didn't have a TFL.
Nope.
Two tackles on the day. If Myles Garrett did that, everyone on this station, all the phone calls, be making fun of that guy all week long. Oh, Myles Garrett didn't show up in a big game. TJ, you got to be a lot better. So let's pour through some calls when we come back. We'll get into the officiating at 8 o'clock. We'd love to hear from you on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. All right, real quick, everyone getting on Zach Frazier. I'm watching the All-22. It came out, Doran.
Mm.
And it's exactly the way that McCormick and Fields described it. And, you know, maybe Frazier doesn't need to... I don't know what Frazier's really supposed to say. A lot of people say, oh, Frazier didn't take responsibility.
Well, he doesn't want to put the blame on anybody else, and he kind of knows what the situation was, but...
He explained the situation and then also tried, I think, to help his teammates right, by saying, but I don't really know what happened. And he said that in a couple of different answers. I'm watching it right here. So McCormick, bang, slaps Frazier on the back, right on the five, after Justin Fields had lifted his leg, and then Frazier snaps the ball. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what Frazier is supposed to do there. All three of them need to work on this. You're going to be at home against Dallas. There's probably going to be some Dallas fans, maybe a lot of Dallas fans. So you're going to have to work. Maybe actually at home you might have some silent count stuff. You really might. With Dallas fans, doesn't matter home or road, you got to figure that stuff out. Here's a tweet. All right, first, 50-minute mark on a fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. So the Twitter poll. If Russell Wilson is healthy, which Steelers quarterback should start against the Cowboys? And here's the response from a man named Shannon Nutt. This isn't even a question. The local media should stop trying to make it one. I'm not so sure Tomlin's starting Fields if Russ is healthy.
I have no idea.
No clue.
To me, I feel like he wants to start Wilson.
He's number one on the depth chart still.
He's number one on the depth chart. And there wasn't a ringing endorsement after the game about how Justin Fields orchestrated a comeback, even though they lost. It wasn't an endorsement of Fields at all.
It was not, and Tomlin has basically gone out of his way not to give Justin Fields credit. So if you're reading the tea leaves, and I think we are, it's kind of our jobs to do so, I think he's also leaning with Russell Wilson. Because when Tomlin talked about the game and why they lost, he kind of swept the 17-0 deficit under the rug and immediately pointed at turnovers as being the reason they lost the game. Mike Tomlin hates turnovers. Turnovers weren't the reason they were down 17-0. His defense got punched in the mouth, and then you punt, and then your defense gets punched in the mouth. There's no turnovers there. No turnovers, and you're down 14-0. But he blames turnovers. He loathes them. Can't stand them. Quarterback had one. You had the fumbled center exchange. Mike Tomlin puts that on Fields. I'm not so sure he's going with Justin Fields when Russell Wilson's healthy. It is a question. This isn't the local media doing anything, random guy named Shannon. If the guy who's not starting games is listed at number one on the depth chart, that's a question that needs to be talked about.
The guy that Mike Tomlin told us repeatedly was in pole position before he got hurt as well.
And you and I viewed it as no competition. It was not a legitimate competition. because they wanted Russell Wilson to be their starting quarterback. So if you think Mike Tomlin's got his mind made up, I do wonder why you think he hasn't said anything then. Why he hasn't just named Justin Fields the starter. We'll get way more into that tomorrow. We'll obviously be talking about that over the course of the show. But coming up next, the officials in this game were very, very bad. There's one play in particular that was very, very bad. The people who were involved spoke on it. We'll hear from them. We'll react to it. We'll give our thoughts when we come back. Fan weather, though, first is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500. 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Today, high is 70, low 63, rain all day long.